This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It is time to check in with Cheap Love Officer You to answer all of everybody's love questions. Here we go. Mike in Clearwater, Florida says, I went on a blind date with the finest girl I have ever met. She's got beautiful teeth, eyes, and hair, and she's a little on the thick side, which I love. The only problem is that she smokes cigars, and I could taste it on her breath when we kiss. She only does it on the weekend, so should I deal with it or move on?
Hey, dog, it's just on the weekends. And
how long it lasts?
I mean, you know, there, being a cigar smoker, there are some things you can do, you know, to help the situation.
Like what?
But, I mean, like, don't smoke before you kiss. That's a big one.
They got
stuff for that. But when you at the cigar place and then you lean over a kiss, you finna eat some cigar, dog. That's just all to it.
Would you do that for your kissing schedule.
Yeah, I'm gonna work that out with fine.
For fine, make that sacrifice.
Absolutely. Oh, we're gonna be blowing cigar smoke all over each other.
For fine.
So he should deal with it.
We all smoking cigars.
Yeah.
What do you mean for fine? How fine she is? Is that
right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it has a lot to do with it.
Mm.
Okay.
So he should deal with it and not move on. Just stay there and take it.
Absolutely. I mean, come on, man.
Get a bottle of Dr. Tishman.
Lord have mercy.
Old school gasoline.
That's unleaded. Take all her taste buds out and everything. Dr. Tishner removes one layer of mouth lining.
Yes, it do.
Easily. All right, moving on to Felicity in Topeka. Felicity writes, I have been seeing a man that is 12 years my junior, and he's handsome and muscular up top, but lacking down below. He tries to overcompensate for his shortcomings and is too much for me to handle. I have a schedule to keep up with and kids to look after, so I can't be lying around for hours with him. Is it cool to tell him to hurry up, or will he be offended? Please advise.
It's not going to offend him if you tell him to hurry up. Mm-hmm. What will offend him is you tell him why he needs to hurry.
Oh, good point.
I know why you putting in all this extra time.
You're not equipped.
Once again, you know what I'm saying? Being on the other side of this one right here, I can tell you, in my life, I've been too much, but I ain't never been not enough. I've been, oh Lord, but I ain't never been, oh God. I think you're gonna have to tell him to hurry up. You got things to do.
But know. In a nice way.
Is he a really great guy? Does he treat you really well? They treat the kids great. How is he as a man? You can work through some of these things, you know, some things you can do to speed up the process. I don't know.
Okay. All right, Felicity. Moving on to Carolyn in Macon, Georgia. Carolyn says, as luck would have it, I'm broke again at the wrong time of the year. I was talking to my coworker about my issues, and he said he could help me out if I showed him two things. The two things are right under my chin, and he wants to see them. I've never been propositioned like this, but he said he'd give me $200, and that would help me get my little girl that bike she wants. Is it so terrible if I show him? What if he wants to pay to see more?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What you think is going to be leading to? This is to see what you're willing to do. Now, if you do this for $200, he already know he got $500.
I mean, your price,
we can mark your price. Hey, though. I mean, you go in there and tell your little girl we ain't getting no damn bike this year. You know how many years I heard that? Bike? Oh, you working? I've heard stuff like that. Bike?
You working?
Bike. What's wrong with the bike you got out there? You talking about the one you gave me from the construction site? That bike, Daddy, that's never been new. I'd like a new bike. Well, I want a new car. You don't see one sitting out there, D. That's the logic I grew up with.
Yeah, exactly.
So every time I asked him for something, every time I told my daddy I wanted something, he told me something he wanted. I want a new car.
Yeah.
I want to go home. Well, hell, I want to go home too, but now I got to go to work so your little ass can eat. What they got to do with what I said?
So, Carolyn, I hope you're getting something from this, okay?
I mean, if you show them to him for $200, the next offer finna be $500, what you gonna do?
Yeah. And they work together, so that's really not cool.
That's inappropriate.
Yeah, really.
All the way.
But $200.
That ain't nothing.
Yeah.
Damn.
$100 each.
Oh, goodness, Shirley.
Oh, you done divided it up, huh?
Yes. That's not terrible. Cool.
Oh, he's horrible.
All right, let's go.
All right, Misty in Ruston, Louisiana, says, I'm 40 years old and I purchased my first home for my son and I. My son is 15 years old and refuses to do the yard work for me. He told me that I need to get my boyfriend to do it since he's always over there. I lit into him when he spoke to me that way, and I called my father to come and talk to him. My father sided with him. I expected my son to have pride in his home. So am I wrong to demand that he do the yard work at this house?
Well, I understand what you're saying. You're exactly right in feeling what you're feeling, but your 15-year-old son going, so what this lazy-ass dude doing is coming over here sleeping with my mama. See, at 15, he got some feelings about that that you haven't addressed. The 15-year-old boy is jealous that you're in this relationship with this man, and he's trying to figure out what's the value of him because he don't see him doing nothing except sleeping with his mama. That's the problem you have. And them feelings ain't finna leave that boy no time soon. So the conversation you should have really is with this man of yours as to what kind of example he's setting for your son. Because all boys want to be some type of man. It's going to be a good man or a bad man. And right now, that's the example of manhood that's been put in front of him. And he don't see much of a man coming out of him.
Great advice.
I wouldn't have talked to my mama.
If you went to the boyfriend and said, I wish you'd talk to my son, maybe y'all could do it together or something, it would mean a lot to him. And then you could finally see what you're dealing with, which don't sound like much or nothing.
All right. Thank you, CLO. Hey, good morning. This is your girl, Shirley Strawberry. And my favorite Christmas memory is every single one of my childhood Christmases. My mom gave us the best Christmases ever. Our entire living room was filled with all kinds of presents, like dolls, bikes, yeah, easy bake ovens. Had to have one of those. But anyway, have a wonderful holiday season from Shirley Strawberry and the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.